Christmas is a time for celebration. We can entertain and be entertained. We can have parties and even be a little silly. But maybe there's something more to grasp, something deeper to experience, something more fulfilling to buy into. The practice of celebration. I remember as a child, we celebrated one Christmas a little differently. My father invited us to write down thoughts of gratitude on thin strips of paper in the few weeks leading up to Christmas. We made a Christmas scene with a manger and a baby Jesus. And every time we wrote down a thought, we had to put the strip of paper in the manger. It represented the hay that made the manger soft. Then on Christmas Eve, we sat around the Christmas scene and read the strips of straw one by one. That memory has stayed with me more than the gifts I got that Christmas or the food I ate. It invited me to reflection, gratitude, to standing still and paying attention, to appreciation, to a certain attitude, and to celebrate that which I receive from God through the people around me. I wonder why such pause and wonder type of moments, moments of appreciation and celebration, are not more often a part of our lives. Could it be that sometimes we chase the ideal and overlook the beautiful, or that we are so busy getting everything done that we don't look up? Perhaps it is fear that makes us prepare for the worst rather than seeing what is good. Maybe it's cynicism that creeps in and leaves us with, it's too good to be true, or it won't last anyway. Whatever holds us back, when I look at the Christmas story and the characters, I'm reminded that it is a time worth celebrating, singing and dancing, laughing and remembering and cherishing, because we have reason to celebrate. Jesus has come. We receive and are invited to enjoy this gift in our lives every day. It's more than a fleeting, nice feeling. It's deep, long-lasting, and life-giving. Simeon in Luke 2, verse 25 to 32 depicts this so beautifully. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Simeon is given the gift of holding God's son as a baby. In that moment, he celebrates what God has come to do. It is a moment in time that is captured, revered, singled out. He stands with his eyes on Jesus, overwhelmed, relieved, grateful, quietly content, and he celebrates that God has fulfilled his promise. He really takes in this deeply meaningful moment. Let's look at the scripture again as we highlight just a few markers for our own lives. Firstly, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Simeon lived close to God. He kept himself to God's word. His life was focused on what God was doing and would do. He lived with anticipation. It's as if he stood ready to celebrate because this promise that God gave him was going to be fulfilled at any moment. He believed it. He awaited the coming of Jesus. In my life, I've been afraid of being too excited because what if something goes wrong? I've also wondered if what I'm looking forward to might just be too good to be true. Simeon may have had even more reason to be cynical or afraid. The Israelites were not in a good space in his time. They were oppressed by the Roman Empire. Economically, it was difficult. Politically, it was challenging. And the wait for a Messiah was long. But no, Simeon is ready. It's almost time to celebrate. He looked forward to the coming of Jesus without reservation. I wonder, can we also live like this with anticipation and excitement, even in the midst of whatever is difficult or tough for us right now? It may require that we recalibrate a bit and actively renew our minds and hearts. It can help to ask ourselves, are there certain things for which we need to trust God now that can help us remain ready to celebrate? We have enough promises, reasons, proof, and signs that God is faithful. We can look forward to what the coming of our Savior means today. It doesn't depend on ideal circumstances or just even feeling good. It depends on God, and He has never disappointed. We can look forward to and hope because we have reason to celebrate. Another phrase that can lead us to discover something from Simeon's life: moved by the Spirit. He is focused, dependent, and discerning God's voice through the Spirit that is upon him, moving him so that he can go where God fulfills his promise and receive what he is waiting for. And he steps in at exactly the right moment to meet Jesus. Simeon allows the Holy Spirit to determine his course. Through his story, I feel invited to let myself be moved by the Spirit as well. I wonder if a simple repeated prayer can help us to surrender our daily rhythms and activity to the Holy Spirit. Maybe just, Holy Spirit, give me the grace to surrender to your guidance. Often, the Spirit turns our attention to a moment or situation or captures our imagination to realize something that shows us how God fulfills his promises daily. And finally, he went into the temple courts. For the Israelites, the temple was the meeting place where you could be in God's presence. It was the place where you could gain access to God and his word. Simeon goes here. He goes looking for God. He shows up to be with God. How do we find these temple moments in our day? Maybe we can just move a little slower and take in a little more and thereby notice God around us and thank him. Perhaps we can notice milestones, stop at transitions and seasons that change, eat together, remember, and share stories, and thus remain aware of God who journeys with us always. Maybe you want to celebrate moments by doing something creative, writing, painting, making something. Or laugh with a friend about the good times and the tough times, and God who was there throughout. Or maybe we can physically set aside time to be with God, not only by chance, but also intentionally on purpose, and worship him for how we may experience him. Joseph and Mary enter Simeon's life with the Messiah, the fulfilled promise, God's answer. Jesus also walks into our lives every day with the good news of freedom, forgiveness, peace, and joy. Will we receive it and celebrate? Will we sing with the angelic choir or run back with the shepherds to tell the good news? Will we offer something of ourselves with the wise men to capture this moment as a precious memory? Or perhaps, like Simeon, pour out our gratitude in prayer and thus acknowledge God for his greatness.
Hallelujah. child is born to save us now.
Receive the blessing of God. May the love of God our Father, the grace and the friendship of Jesus Christ his Son, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of us as we truly celebrate this Christmas. Amen.